aquaponics is pretty much totally natural. You don't add any chemicals. The nutrients for the plants all come from the fish waste and the bacteria living in the grow beds, whereas aquaponics, you have to supply all those nutrients to the plants artificially. So you buy chemicals and that sort of stuff and add it to the to your grow medium to make sure your plants are getting everything they need.
What have you got then, essentially, that makes up your aquaponic system here?
So I've got a couple of fish tanks, one 1,000 litres and one 400 litres, and three different size grow beds. And the water just gets pumped up into the grow beds. The bacteria in the grow beds living in the gravel takes the nutrients out of that, or converts the ammonia and the waste into nitrogen and the nitrates for the plants. And as you can see, they grow pretty well.
You mentioned fish tanks, but these are not the sort of fish tanks people would have in their living room, though, are they?
No, these are slightly bigger. They're big fiberglass tanks. We use fiberglass because it's nice and sturdy and doesn't break down in the sunlight. And it's food grade as well, obviously, because we want everything to be clean and pure in the system.
What do you have in the fish tanks?
I've had various things. In winter, we can put trout in them. They're fun fish, great to eat. And we've just had a heap of jade perch. They like it when it's pretty warm. And at the moment, the kids have got a heap of yabbies and some small perch fingerlings in there.
They're all completely enclosed, though, so you can't really see what's in there.
Yeah, the fish don't need light, and the introduction of too much light introduces bacteria and algae into the system, which takes away the oxygen from them. So the other thing was the safety for the kids. We wanted the closed lid on them to keep the safety factor there as well.
Is it just a matter of feeding the fish then to keep the system going?
Yeah, that's pretty much it. Some people say they need to clean the tanks and that sort of stuff, but I've got to say in 2.5 years... I haven't had to clean them or do anything to the grow beds. It pretty much looks after itself once you get the first few weeks and the water settles down. You maybe top the water up every month or so, but that's about it.
There's a pump going all the time, is there?
Yeah, we use different size pumps, but in the bigger system, it's about a 40-watt pump. And it just runs constantly pumping the water into the grow beds, and they flood and drain over time.
The plants themselves are actually then sitting in the water, are they?
Yeah, basically. So the water just comes up to a certain level. When it hits a certain level, it drains out, sucks some oxygen back down into the plant roots, and they dry out for a little while, and it takes about 15 minutes for the grow bed to fill up and about 2 minutes for it to empty.
You mentioned they're growing in gravel. What exactly, though, are you using for your beds?
Yeah, well, they're actually expanded clay pebbles. So they're a nice light medium that's easy on your hands when you've got to dig through them. And, yeah, they're not too heavy, so they don't cause the grow beds to bow out or anything like that.
What sort of things are you growing aquaponically?
At the moment, we've got a bit of a mess in here, but we've got a heap of lettuces, so all your leafy greens grow well. We've got some Vietnamese mint. There's a heap of tomatoes that have gone crazy. There's some capsicum, some chilies, some habaneros, a bit of Chinese cabbage, some chives.
Pretty much anything you want to grow, can you?
Pretty much. Keep your whole salad garden there. You just come out and pick a salad at night.
You mentioned the tomatoes are going crazy to the point you actually have to prune them, I believe.
Yeah, once they get going, you have to spend an hour or two every week pruning them to keep them under the roof because they just go absolutely mad.
What sort of growth rates do you achieve then using aquaponics?
Yeah, when we've put the same things like zucchinis in the ground and in the aquaponics at the same time, we've noticed that they grow about 3 or 4 times faster. It's just the growth in the aquaponics is amazing because all the nutrients are there and they're just constantly supplied with nutrients. And they just grow really well.
So you put a lettuce seedling in. How long would it take, say, to get a lettuce ready?
A couple of weeks, and we can usually start picking leaves off in, 2-3 weeks. These are only probably about a week and a half, 2 weeks old.
Darren, what was it that drew you to the idea of having an aquaponic garden?
Originally, we had a fairly small backyard and just the ability to grow things really densely because of the available nutrients. So you can grow a lot in a small area, and you have a nice system where not only can you grow your vegetables, but once your fish get up to size after about 6 or 8 months, you can start eating your fish as well.
The best of both worlds.
So you can get a whole meal every night, yeah.
Well, it doesn't take up a lot of room. If people were in a courtyard garden, for example, and wanted to have a veggie patch, this wouldn't be a bad way to do it, would it?
Yeah, about 1.5 metres square you can start off with, and that will provide a lot of veggies for a family.
And the maintenance, as you say, just keep feeding the fish?
Feeding the fish, test the water every now and again just to make sure it's going all right, top it up maybe once a fortnight or once a month, and that's it.
Do you think this is a better way of growing veggies than, say, going down the hydroponics path, or can't you compare the two?
Oh, it's hard to compare, but, I mean, this is totally natural, so we probably lose a bit because of the bugs and pests because we can't spray because we don't want anything in with the fish, otherwise they die. But, you know, if you want nice, clean, organic veggies, I mean, it's the perfect way to go.
And looking around your garden, it looks like you're a pretty keen veggie grower.
Yeah, we've got a little bit of stuff out there. It's all starting to come a bit slow this year, but the watermelons and tomatoes and all the fruit's starting to come on, so it's good.
It's pretty big veggie garden for a suburban backyard, isn't it?
I think we're on about an 820 square metre block, so we have reclaimed a bit of the garden and most of it's veggies and grapes and fruit trees.
Did you try to make it sustainable?
Yeah, definitely. Last year we pulled out all the front lawn as well, and as you probably saw when you came in, that's all got zucchinis and squash and beans and everything growing out there. So yeah, we just make it sustainable, you know, makes it cheaper for us, and kids love coming out here and just picking food whenever they can and taking it inside and eating it.